This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. After a three-day trip to the Middle East that included stops in Israel, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, Secretary of State Antony Blinken left for home Wednesday without any news of a ceasefire agreement that would free hostages and bring a pause to nearly 7 months of fighting in Gaza. Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials Wednesday. Netanyahu said he was not willing to end the war to get a hostage deal. And he said a planned military offensive into the Gaza city of Rafah, where at least 1 million Palestinians have fled, would happen whether there was a ceasefire deal or not. Blinken told reporters as he departed Israel, the U.S. continues to oppose a military operation in the city.
Our position is clear. It hasn't changed. It won't change. We cannot, will not support a major military operation in Rafah absent an effective plan to make sure that civilians are not harmed. And no, we have not seen such a plan.
Police across the United States are cracking down on protests on universities against the war in Gaza, with more than 1,600 arrests reported nationwide. In New York, police remain on Columbia University's campus even after clearing out student protesters. Tina Trin reports for VOA from New York.
Overnight Wednesday, hundreds of New York City police officers moved in at the request of University President Manoush Shafiq to remove and arrest protesters after a group took over and occupied Hamilton Hall, an academic building on campus. In total, 109 protesters were arrested and faced charges including trespassing, criminal mischief, and burglary. In a press briefing, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said events had progressed beyond peaceful protest.
We cannot allow what should be a lawful protest to turn into a violent spectacle.
But witnesses say the police response was disproportionate to the offense and just as violent, with at least one student seen lying unconscious on the ground during the police raid. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
This is VOA News. In her first interview since being released from a Russian prison last year, U.S. Women's National Basketball Association player Brittany Griner told ABC News she thought about killing herself for the first few weeks in a Russian jail. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Griner was arrested in 2022 after Russian authorities at a Moscow airport found vape cartridges in her luggage that allegedly contained oil derived from cannabis. Griner says her having the cartridges in her luggage was a mental lapse.
Have you ever forgot your keys in your car, left your car running? Have you ever, you know, where's my glasses? They're on top of your head.
Russia released Griner in a trade for a Russian arms dealer being held by the U.S. Griner says she was disappointed that American Paul Whelan, detained in Russia since 2018, was not released with her. I'm Donna Water.
The head of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, said Thursday the 2024 global economic forecast shows several reasons for continued optimism. Speaking in Paris, OECD Secretary General Matthias Cormann said the global economy is still suffering from higher than optimal inflation and a tight labor market, but other areas are driving growth.
High nominal wage growth and declining inflation are now helping real wages and real household incomes recover in many OECD countries. A real income growth last year was positive and stronger than in 2022 in the large majority of OECD countries.
But the OECD report noted the global recovery is unfolding differently across the world's regions, and the mixed economic landscape is expected to persist with inflation and interest rates declining at differing rates. Searches continue in southern China for survivors and bodies after a highway collapse sent more than 20 vehicles down a mountainside. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The death toll from a collapsed highway in southern China has jumped to at least four dozen people. Searchers dug for a second day through a treacherous and mountainous area in Guangdong province. The incident happened when one side of a four-lane highway gave way after a month of heavy rains in the area. State TV showed construction cranes lifting out the burnt-out and mutilated vehicles. Search work has been hampered by rain and land and gravel sliding down the slope. Over 22 inches of rain has fallen in the past 4 weeks in the county where the roadway collapsed. That's more than four times as much as last year. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.